Texte numéro 96. Why men fail. In elementary and high school, male academic performance is lagging. Only 40% of bachelor's degrees go to men, along with 40% of master's degrees. Thanks to their lower skills, men are dropping out of the labour force. In 1954, 96% of the American men between the ages of 25 and 54 worked. Today, that number is down to 80%. Millions of men are collecting disability. Even many of those who do have a job are doing poorly. According to Michael Greenstone of the Hamilton Project, annual earnings for median prime-age males have dropped by 28% over the past 40 years. Men still dominate the tippy top of the corporate ladder because many women take time off to raise children, but women lead or are gaining nearly everywhere else. In her fascinating new book, The End of Men, Hannah Rosin posits a different theory. It has to do with adaptability. Women, Rosin argues, are like immigrants who have moved to a new country. They see a new social context and they flexibly adapt to new circumstances. Men are like immigrants who have physically moved to a new country but who have kept their minds in the old one. They speak the old language. They follow the old mores. Men are more likely to be rigid. Women are more fluid. Rosin also reports from college campuses where women are pioneering new social arrangements. The usual story is that men are exploiting the new campus culture, which allows to get plenty of sex without romantic commitments. Rosin argues that in fact women support this culture. It allows them to have sex and fun without any time-consuming distractions from their careers. Like new immigrants, women are desperate to rise, and they embrace social and sexual rules that give them the freedom to focus on their professional lives. Rosin is not saying that women are winners in a global gender war, or that they are doing super simply because men are doing worse. She's just saying women are adapting to today's economy more flexibly than men. There's a lot of evidence to support her case. In finance, women who switch firms are more likely to see their performance improve, whereas men are likely to see theirs decline. There's even evidence that women are better able to adjust to divorce. Today, more women than men see their incomes rise by 25% after a marital breakup. 40 years ago, men and women adhered to certain ideologies, what it meant to be a man or a woman. Young women today have abandoned feminist conceptions. Men still adhere to the masculinity rules, which limits their vision and their movement. Adapted from the International Herald Tribune, August 2011.